Okay, well, hi again, and I'm just continuing on the other side of this tape. Don't have any more slides to send you, so right now, so I'll just do some talking. Ruth, when you buy these tapes, try to buy these ones that come in the plastic boxes, because by the time that box that you sent me gets here, it's all dilapidated and deteriorated, and it's pretty hard to send a tape back in one of those. I've been keeping all the tapes that you sent me so far and listening to them over and over because it's so wonderful hearing all your voices. What I'm going to try to do is put some of the tapes of the boys together so that I can, you know, by transcribing onto another tape. Oh, by the way, boys, I really enjoy listening to you, and I sure do miss you both very, very much. And you sing such nice songs, and it's so nice to hear from you. And Jeffrey, I sure enjoyed that lovely story you told me about the three bears. And did you draw that picture with all the faces on it and everything? That's really a very pretty picture. And Gary, I thought you were making me a pretty picture to send. I'm still waiting to get it, and I hope you send it soon, because I got a lot of places to hang pictures in my hooch, and I sure like to have one of yours. And Ruth, I'm still looking forward to getting some photographs. Most of the guys have hung up photographs, and they seem to last pretty well. Please do send me some. By the way, Ruth, I might tell you that you're right. The dentist's name is Gettleman. He's the guy that's in our office building. His name is, I think, Nate. Nate, what am I talking about? Not Nate, it's Irv Gettleman. It's the same as our Irv. They both have the same name, apparently. He's right down the hall. What you can do is call Virgie for his phone number, and she'll give it to you. He's a really nice guy, and I'm sure the boys would like going to him. Let's see now. He asked me again about the tape equipment, and I'll again tell you that the equipment I can get at any time, but I can't send it home until I have orders ordering me home. I can't send home without duty, that is. See, I'm allowed to send 600 pounds home duty-free. I'll get some of the catalogs if I can, some of the information on the various hi-fi components, and I'll mail them back to you. They have, of course, tremendous buys, and I'm sort of shopping around now to see what I want to get. But I'm going to buy an amplifier, a couple of speakers, a tape deck, and a turntable. And probably all of those things together will run about $500 or more. I did get your information about talking to Watanabe, and thank him very much for me. And that's what I'm going to do, is buy the Nikon F if I ever get somewhere where I can buy it. If I can't, I can always have somebody pick it up for me in Hong Kong. Yesterday, while I was gone, while I was in Saigon, the LA Times came, and would you believe they sent me two copies of the Sunday, September 29th LA Times. It came here on the 9th, so it's only 10 days behind, which isn't too bad. But two copies. I hope they don't charge you double. Do they charge you extra to send it here, or is it just the regular monthly rate for the Sunday Times? I just finished the last of the salami and cheese you sent tonight, and you know what happens is I get so busy during the day I never get to eat supper, so that salami really comes in handy. And oh, by the way, I got the care package from Shirley today, and it had some really useful things like sugar and coffee and chewing gum, you know. But besides that, I had a great can of deviled ham and some peanuts and some kind of cake. Actually, you know, peanuts we can get over here, and chewing gum and things like that. But and we can get like canned fruits. Those are easy to come by. But a lot of these exotic canned meats or the stuff that you get at gourmet shop would be interesting. And any kind of chocolates or candy, like sucking candy, that would not deteriorate in the mail would just be great. You know, chocolates, they don't get over here because they melt on the way. And the other thing is cookies. You know, they make these cookies in the metal containers, and I bet those would last pretty well. One trick in sending, some fellows have told me, is to send something, especially if it's a little fragile, in a box that you fill with popcorn. And the popcorn acts as an insulation and also as a moisture absorbent so that the stuff doesn't get mildewed. Your idea with the dipping the salamis into paraffin seems to be working really well. By the way, Ruth, today I got all of your letters, and it's hard to believe that I'm finally caught up. It was sort of strange to be reading letters from a month ago, but now that I've read them, it seems like everything is fitting right in place, and I really understand what's going on now. You know, it's the beginning of the puzzle has fitted in beautifully. I hope by now the car straightened out and we've got that squared away. It's too bad you didn't get to go to class, but don't forget next semester. Maybe you can do it next semester. By then I'm sure you'll be well organized, and if you have free time, take just one course, and I think history would be the best thing for you to take. How's the weather there now? Is it still warm enough to swim? And I'm so far away, and it's hard to conceive of what things are like back there. Even if we do get a weather report, it's about 3 days old, and we really don't pay much attention to it. You know, it's really hard to believe that this Saturday, I guess, will be a whole month that I've been in this godforsaken country. And, you know, I just have 10 and a half more to go. And it doesn't seem so bad now that a month's gone, because it just seems like that month just shot by. And it really seems like even though it seems, as I've said before, that I've been here for years, yet it seems that I just left home the other day. So I'm sure the time will fly, and pretty soon we'll be together again. Now, again, about R&R, you know, there's no reason to make up your mind now, but as I said, that you just impossible to get there on leave to Hawaii. So it's either one, me seeing you just once, or seeing you twice someplace else, the second place being in Japan or Hong Kong, whichever one you want. I was thinking that the best way to do it would be to break up the trip and have you stay in Hawaii at least one or even two nights, and you stay with the Baldings or somebody else, and then fly the next day to Japan. It is a very long flight to Japan. I'm not sure exactly how long it is. You could call the airlines and check. But it should be worth it, even though you only get to spend 5 days in Japan. But I think it'd be really exciting, and it'd be so much more fun if you were there rather than me going by myself. Actually, if you don't come over, as I said before, I think I'll probably just go to Hong Kong, which is the closest place to get to, and do all my hi-fi shopping there, and also buy some clothes and things. Actually, sometimes it's difficult to get a free flight leave when you're going for leave, so that the cheapest place to go is to go to Hong Kong. When you go on R&R, of course, they pay my fare round trip, and I think you get 50% off, so it's really reasonable. And of course, I should like to see the boys, and I'm planning, and I hope you are planning, that maybe as soon as school's out, that would probably be the best time, in early June, to plan a trip here to Hawaii, that is. And I'm sure we'll have a great time, even though the boys are with us. If they promise to be good. Because if they're not good, they're going to get it. By the way, who's been giving out all the spankings now that I've been gone? And is the house nice and quiet? And nobody yelling or screaming? I hope you boys have been getting along well together and having fun. I hope you're not giving Nancy too hard of a time during the day. You be nice to her now, because she's got to take care of you for a long time, and you don't want her to leave. Well, honey, I really don't have much more to say right now. Oh, by the way, Shirley sent me another thing. She sent me a package of envelopes. You might tell her that we have a whole PX full of envelopes. You know, one strange thing is, and it's hard for people to really conceive of it, that we do have a PX here. I mean, there's clothes in there. You can buy any kind of Levi's or Bermuda shorts or socks or shoes. And they do have things like canned fruits, and they do have peanuts and all kinds of like carameled corns and anything that comes in a can. And of course they have stationery and they have film and they have all these things. Occasionally they get out of a certain item, like our PX here. We've been out of film for 2 weeks. But so while I was at Saigon today, I picked up a roll of film. And the same thing with the recording tapes. And the other thing people don't realize is that we do get, like, baseball scores. We get them a couple days late, but we do get them. So I know when John Hogan wrote me a letter, he wrote me all the baseball scores, which was in the football scores. By the way, I was very disappointed to hear my Bruins lost after being so high up in the polls. I read them today, and it looks like they're not even mentioned. But, you can never tell to the end of the season, and I'm going to be rooting for him. Well, I'll sign off for now, and just want to tell you again that we're all caught up on letters, and things seem to be going fairly smoothly now, so we're waiting for the home stretch. So I'll say goodbye, and I love you all very much, and I hope to see you real soon, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.